Hi, I'm Emma, and you're listening to the Consciously Connected podcast, a space where I chat to creators, and quite often to myself, around forming a connection within to connect to our outer worlds more clearly. I myself am a yoga teacher, an Ayurvedic practitioner, and a womb science facilitator. Combine this with 5 years in marketing, and you have me trying to draw both of my worlds together to help creators create consciously. If this is something that you're interested in learning more about, you can find me over at consciouscreativeco_ on Instagram. For now, let's get on with the show. Hi, and welcome back to another episode. I am just sat here after the most beautiful, restful weekend away with one of my best friends in a cabin in the middle of nowhere, and I feel so well rested. It was such a nice little escape, some time away, some time to disconnect. And I met this particular friend of mine 10 years ago, and whenever we get together, we always reflect on the ways that we've evolved and grown and just generally changed over the years. And one of the big reflections of this weekend was that maybe 5 years ago, we would have gone on a trip like this. And before we went, we would have probably started a shared map and saved loads of places we want to go to. We would have looked up all the best restaurants on TripAdvisor, read all of the reviews for them. And we would have jam-packed the weekend to make sure that we could see as much as possible and to just fill it to the brim. And there was always a sense of urgency to it. Like, we're in a new place. We were staying in the most incredible countryside on the Jurassic Coast, which, if you don't know, is beautiful coastline in Dorset. And yet, when we got there, I got there quite late. I'd had quite a stressful journey getting there. Kirsten had already gone to the shop, bought loads of our favourite foods. And we just sat on the sofa and we reflected on what we wanted to do throughout the weekend. And one thing we said was just, we want to chill. We want to feel like we're taking a step back from our usual life because we'd both had quite hectic weeks. And one of our favourite things to do when we live together was one of us would go down in the morning and make a cup of tea, and then we'd bring it back upstairs and we would get into one of our beds and we would watch crappy TV from bed, which I know is really bad, blah, blah, blah. But it was our favourite thing to do. And whenever we're texting and we're saying that we're missing each other, we're always saying, I just wish I could come and have a cup of tea on the sofa with you. Or we could be in bed on a Sunday morning watching TV. And yet, for the first few times that we were meeting up, because we live long distance, we were filling our time with stuff to do when actually our favourite thing to do was absolutely nothing. And we were reflecting on how much we'd changed in that, because this weekend we didn't eat out for dinner once. We got fancy oven meals and some wine from the local winery. And we just sat in, to the point that on Saturday night, we were in this beautiful place with countryside views, and we sat on this beautiful velvet sofa watching horrendous Saturday night TV. And we were so happy with that decision. And then we went to maybe two beaches. We went for a quick dip, and then we went to the farm shop. We went to a cafe. We went out for a nice like lunch. And when I say nice lunch, I mean sandwiches, crisps and scones, like so, so basic. And it was everything we needed and more. And her partner called at one point and was like, what are you guys up to? And we said, and he was like, are you going to go out? Are you going to do anything? Like, are you going to go anywhere? And we were like, we are so content doing exactly this. And the reason I wanted to start this podcast with this little story is because that really feels like quite a strong metaphor for, well, my life, for start, but also really for my business. And I really want to dive into the process of simplifying, streamlining, and slowing down in business, because that is really where I am at right now. And if you haven't listened to this podcast before, I stopped traveling at the start of this year for the first time in years, like bar some of the pandemic. But even then, I still had some element of travel involved. And I bought my first place, and it's the first time I've stayed throughout a winter. And I have just really, really slowed down in every aspect. The winter was such a beautiful reminder of how to do that, honestly, because I did throughout the pandemic and then I forgot again and then went crazy traveling as soon as we were set free. And this winter was just that beautiful reminder of how to be in that winter energy, to go a little slower, to rest more, just to do less generally. And it was beautiful. And it's something that I set the intention for this summer, because I can go a little crazy in the summer, say yes to everything, do far too many things, particularly living in Cornwall. Like the lifestyle there, you just want to be outside 24/7. And as much as I love that, I'm still very much a home bird. So I've been balancing that. And I really wanted to have a slow, intentional summer. And I'll be honest, it hasn't really panned out that way. And summer hasn't even fully started yet. But the intention's there, and I am trying to bring myself back to that whenever I can. But one thing I'm really sitting with is where I was in my business a year ago. And that was very much of this go, go, go energy. And I've spoken about this before on this podcast. I think many of us came out of the pandemic almost feeling like we were really behind. I know I was in terms of like financials. I didn't earn throughout the pandemic. Like I said, I've been traveling for years and I just had no idea what I really wanted to do. And I felt this huge sense of urgency to build something and to grow and to get income in and all of these different things. And I felt that really, really strongly. And so I went into this space of doing, which was beautiful. And that is one thing I really, really want to highlight in this episode, because I personally think that a lot of what we see on Instagram, particularly in discussion with the feminine space, is all about doing less, slowing down, which sometimes leads to stopping, which then leads to stagnancy. And I really wanted to bring the nuanced space into this episode. Because when I think about my business and I think about having those huge cash months and working with lots of one-to-one clients, launching live programs all of the time, when one thing finished, the next thing started. Actually, at the time, that felt incredible. I am a generator, so I really thrive off of momentum, and I had such strong momentum. The issue was when I did move and when things did start to, I guess, slow down in my life, in terms of I needed to create some space to process what I hadn't been able to process when my life was more chaotic. And I don't mean in my business, I mean in my personal life. When I was given this space and my nervous system relaxed, lots came up for me, which broke that momentum, which is totally fine. But I think that it's, we often paint it as, okay, we're either in that momentum, that go, 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 that flow space, or we're in stagnancy, stillness, rest. And I'm really big, as you know, as a Libra, on finding that middle ground. And that's really what I'm trying to do right now, because I had the most restful winter ever, but it really got to this point where it wasn't serving me. And I have a whole episode on this about the moments when I realized that it was self-sabotage. I think the episode is named something to do with stepping back or sabotage, like identifying the difference. And for me now, I'm like, where is the middle ground between those two? And so when it comes to my business, I'm thinking, how can I actually streamline what I do so that I'm not doing so much? I still want to welcome in all the abundance. I'm very open about that. Money is great. It's okay to have the desire to have it. And I do. Especially living by myself in Cornwall, life is expensive. But how can I do that in a way where I don't feel like I'm being pulled in a million directions? I don't feel like I'm giving so much energy all of the time. And I actually have space to be inconsistent and to sometimes have low energy. And just on that note, really quickly, something that I wanted to open up about and share on is that for the past 6 months, maybe longer, I have had this kind of extreme fatigue. And the more I've spoken to people about it, the more I think it does come from this space of finally having a rested nervous system, which is something I haven't had for a long time. And so I just haven't had the energy to give in the way that I did before, and I haven't had the energy to do in the way that I did before. That in itself is a whole other episode, because what that brings up about your self-worth is really hard to sit with sometimes. I know that I've been beating myself up, feeling really frustrated with myself. My comparison hasn't even been to other people. It's been to the past version of me. Like I said, that's a whole episode, but I just wanted to shine light on that and acknowledge it, because sometimes I think we see business owners from the outside and it looks like they're always energetic and always doing, and maybe from the outside it can look like that, and the reality really hasn't been that. So I wanted to honor that. So how that looks in terms of the practical things I'm doing for business, and maybe this is something that you're thinking about yourself, like how can you actually do less but give more, is really from the place I'm coming from. So one thing I'm not doing is having as many one-to-ones. Before, I could have up to like 15 calls in a week, and it was just too much for me. At the time, it was okay. I really, really enjoyed it and I had the energy for it. But now, I honestly, 4 would be my absolute maximum of one-to-one clients. And if you've ever worked with a business coach, they'll probably tell you to fill the one-to-ones. And I do get the logic of that. And I've definitely abided by that logic in the past, because it's consistent income. It's usually your biggest income. And it's a really solid foundation to have for your business. And I totally get that. But at the same time, this is where your own inner knowing has to come into play. And so for me, and I've spoken about this again, but for me, what I've done is I've built up my container clients. So for those of you that don't know, I also do done-for-you marketing content. So I'm a content coordinator, creator, and manager for several clients. And that is the same income in every month, is the same workload every month. And it, for me, is so nourishing. It's so consistent, and I just know what to expect, which when it comes to finances, when you're someone who's got bills coming out each month and you've got expenses, like for me, I need that covered. And relying on my passion work for that, again, I've gone into this in many episodes, doesn't align. So that really took the pressure off of me, because I'm like, okay, I don't need to fill one-to-ones because I have this solid income. Everything is covered. I can now just do what aligns for me. So less one-to-ones. And the way that I work with one-to-ones has changed. I do less calls and have less support. And this actually isn't for my benefit, because I could talk to my clients all day, every day. It's because I identify that there's a real problem in the industry of creating client reliance. And I don't want my clients to be reliant on me. I don't want them to feel like I have all of the answers and that they can't step forward without discussing with me. I want space between our sessions so that they can empower themselves to do. I don't want to be their portal call. I don't want them to have to ask me for everything, because then what happens is when the time comes when we leave, they end up feeling really lost. And by the way, a lot of coaches do this intentionally so that they sign up again and then they keep having the income in. And I have actually spoken to coaches who've been really open about how they do this. That does not align with me. I don't want you to have to consistently work with me. So that was kind of why I made that change. But then the kind of byproduct of that is it has been really nourishing for me also to have more space. So that's what I've done in terms of the one-to-ones. One thing I've also stopped doing is live launches. Now I get the logic of a live launch. It builds momentum. It really helps to like create this excitement and enthusiasm. I think that it's probably easier to make sales in terms of a live launch, because like I say, you do have that. I guess it's kind of a sense of urgency, like this is closing at this time, so people have to jump in. But for me, with the energy that I have right now, it's just not there. And I loved live launching before. I loved hosting the masterclasses. I loved having all of the chats and discussions with people and just continually shouting about my work. Like, I'm in marketing. I love doing that. But I don't have the capacity for that right now. And that's not me saying there's anything wrong with it. And it's not me saying I won't do it in the future. But what I am really, really exploring within my own work right now is how can I create passive income? how can people study themselves? Because I know I don't really have much capacity to be showing up set times each week at the moment. My schedule is a little varied and it's a little here, there and everywhere, to be honest. And so how can I be as helpful as possible? And what I'm seeing a lot at the moment is this narrative of like, build this online course, put it out there, make passive income. No. If you genuinely don't have the service to truly help people, if you aren't going to put many hours, time and effort, and you aren't going to explore the ways that people are going to really, really benefit from this, don't create an online course. Because so many people have bought courses, myself included, that it was so obvious that someone has done just to make a quick buck. And it doesn't need to be like that. I have so much information, so many resources, so many different ways of teaching that I can't wait to put into a course and I can't wait to share as like a launch pad for people with their marketing. So they soak up all of this knowledge, but then the power is really within them. And I'm giving them all the tools, but the genius always lies within them. And I'm passionate about that. And I'm really passionate about other people being passionate about it, so that we aren't just putting out these robotic courses and just trying to make a passive income that earns six figures like everyone on Instagram is talking about. The other thing that has really changed for me is the way that I create content. And I'm just a lot slower in that process. I post less. I love creating. Love it, love it, love it. And I genuinely look through my newsfeed and I'm like, I love this stuff. And I've been really focusing on finding the joy in creation, less on just putting out. Also posting less, but posting more powerfully. So I'm not hiding my voice so much anymore. I'm really speaking strongly on topics. And then being consistent in the way that I post, without that meaning, okay, I'm going to post this many times a week, I'm going to post at this time, I'm going to post in this style. But being consistent in being very rooted in my message, in my values, standing strong in my integrity. I've always in my business spoken about how I never really bother jumping on trends because most of the time they don't resonate with me. Occasionally there'll be ones that do, but most of the time doesn't feel aligned for me. And again, that's a whole other topic. But I'm just a lot calmer in the process. When something inspires me, I create on it. I create beautiful visuals from it and I just share from a place of truth. And I think I can hold my hands up and say that I massively overcomplicated the content creation process. And when I'm coming to put together a course on creating content that connects, I'm being really mindful to not encourage others to do that. Because there's a lot online about do this, do that. This is how it works. This is how you're going to get clients and make sales and go viral and make six figures and all of these narratives. Often we end up overcomplicating the process to try and reach those outcomes and then we don't enjoy it and then we become even further from the outcome in the first place. I'm really moving away from that. But the big caveat that I want to add on to this episode as it comes to an end is that none of this particularly means that I'm stepping back. And this is what I want to make the key differentiation of, because I am slowing down in my business. I am streamlining. I am simplifying. But I am showing up right now. And I am loving it, by the way. I'm in such creative flow. I have so much momentum. I've been quite busy, which I actually really, really enjoy in business. I really struggle when I've got like a couple of tasks to do because I will procrastinate on them and never get them done. Having kind of tight deadlines and exciting projects I'm working on and hours on end where I just get lost in the creative process is where I'm lit up, right? That's what I really, really enjoy. And it's very active. And so when we think about simplifying, streamlining, all of these things, we often have this process of being passive. Okay, well, I'm just going to step back. I'm just going to slow down. I'm just going to receive. And it doesn't work like that. For me, a lot of my time spent right now is building systems that mean that I can be on less, but I'm quite on in the process of actually building those, if that makes sense. And then in terms of slowing down, I'm creating and doing less, but the things that I am doing, I'm putting so much passion and energy and time into. And then when I think about simplifying, for me, that's actually a harder process. I feel like my natural default is to overcomplicate and waffle, and which you can probably tell from this episode. And so that's been a real process of work for me to work on streamlining, simplifying, bringing things back down. And so when I say that I am slowing down, I really want to highlight that that means I'm pretty on right now, actually. Like, I have so much time for rest. I have so much space. I have so much ease, but I'm very active in the creation process, in the process of building my business, moving towards my vision, creating things that are going to make a difference and going to be really helpful for people. And so I hope that inspires you in some of the ways that maybe almost just giving you a permission slip that you don't have to do your business in a certain way. You can streamline it, you can make it simplified. But also with that loving awareness that that doesn't mean, okay, I'll just receive and step back. There's a huge active element in creating that freedom, a slower way of being, a simpler way. And so that's really where I'm at right now. And I felt cool to share on it because it's such an important part of business. It's finding that balance between the two, you know, not doing too much that then you're burnt out or you don't have any energy and you don't enjoy it, but also just not stepping back and being to this point where you're receiving, but nothing's actually really happening. And so if you are at that point where you're like, okay, I feel like I'm ready to have a simpler business and to have a slower way of living, but I acknowledge that I have an active role in creating that, then please book in for a discovery call. I would love to have these conversations with you and see if there's any way I can be of service or just hear about where you're at. I really love engaging with community. So please do get in touch. And thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you would like to come and connect with some fellow conscious creators, you can find me at consciouscreatorco_. And if you would like to work with me on a one-to-one or a group capacity to help you find that conscious creation that I know is sitting within you, then you can book a free 15-minute call with me in the link in the show notes. I hope you have a consciously connected day.